Alrighty, we're back. Can I get a motion to continue on with the regular meeting?
Make a motion to come out of the executive session.
Don? Irving, second?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay, everyone had a chance to read your minutes from last month's meeting? Any corrections or deletions as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written. Dick?
Second.
Chris, second?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay, thank you. Library?
Last Saturday's Press Republican newspaper, there was an article on the front page about the Clinton County Legislature giving out tobacco money for various projects throughout the county. And last Wednesday at their meeting, they accepted applications. And the Moores Library, we were able to make an application. And we applied for a $10,000 grant to finish off the landscaping, removing trees, brush, leveling things off, bringing in black dirt and planting grass seed, etc. So we requested that. I believe there are like up to 9 other agencies and groups that have requested money. And I think they have 89,000 available. There's 113 requested, so not everybody's going to get what they want. So, we think our chances are pretty good. We also said that we would take whatever they would offer, if they could meet the 10,000 that we requested. But so we should be know by the end of the month. Might even be tomorrow at their meeting or the next meeting at the end of the month. We should find out where they decided that money would go. So we're hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, that would be good for the town of Moores too. They're going to give the money somewhere in the county. So
good.
It'd be good if we could get it for that.
And, definitely.
This month and next month, that we're still working on the other big grant. There's a lot that we have to do to finish off that grant, and we'll be working on that. And next month, Norma and I will be in the Philippines with her family, and I think our report will be similar.
Okay.
So we'll be continue working on, hopefully we'll have some news from the county, and we'll be continue working on the grants.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, dog control. Okay, we've got a, Kaylee Mills was our dog control, and we got a letter from our lawyer. It says, Mr. Favreau, after careful consideration of the dog control contract and position, I have decided to decline. I have new employment and unable to commit to being available at 24/7 for dog calls. Kaylee Lombard Mills, okay? So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to appoint the a full-time dog control officer. We had appointed a provisional dog control officer while we were sorting out things with Kaylee. So we have 2 candidates. We have Irving Guerin, who is doing it provisional, and we have Tori Brassard as the other candidate. Do I have a motion to hire someone as their full-time code enforcer or dog control officer?
I make a motion that we keep Irving in the position.
Okay. All right, second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Roll call.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
I abstain.
Councilperson Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Beautification?
Not much. No
see
grass.
I see the decorations are down.
Decorations are down.
Chris got them down.
So much.
No. Okay. Mr. Assessor, anything for the town?
Yes. Luckily, we have 2 people for the Board of Assessment.
One has been appointed already. One's waiting to appoint.
Two of them.
Two have been appointed. I can sleep well at night. Because David Coates will be named envoy.
Right, yeah, him and Mike.
I have three, I'm happy to have three.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Come on, John.
Resolution to appoint 2019 Board of Assessment Review. Whereas on grievance day, the town needs someone to listen to complaints property owners have regarding their assessments. And whereas if the town doesn't appoint a board, then the county has to come listen to the complaints. Be it hereby resolved, the following person be appointed to serve on the Board of Assessment Review. Steve Bulris from January 2019 to September 2024.
Okay, I'll make a motion that Steve be added to the Board of Assessment Review. In a second. Chris?
Okay, Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, anyone here from the Youth Commission? Town historian? Anyone from the historian want to speak? No. Fire department. I got a report from Chief Dan Dumas. They had a total of 11 calls for the month of March. Seven were in the town and four were mutual aid. And for the total of the year so far, they have 44 calls. EMS. Anybody here from the EMS? EMS have moved into the new building in Morse Forks, and everything seems to be going fine. They finally got their locks on, and they're all set up, happy to go. Okay.
Jeff, what's happening with the EMS down there? They work, what, 5 days a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come we don't get the weekends down there?
I think once a month they have a weekend.
Well, that's not enough, really.
No, but they.
You got Champlain 24/7, 7 days a week down there.
Right.
There ain't no reason why we can't get more up here.
You can, but you're gonna pay more.
Why pay more?
Because
they force us out of that building down there, really.
Right.
So the town could buy this, so they put them in there. We're in here.
Right.
There's no reason they can't cut down over there but get some over here.
Well, that's what we have to negotiate this fall when it comes time to renew the contract.
Somebody, it's really not fair for anybody from Morris. I'm concerned. You need more people on weekends than you need during the week.
We have volunteers on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they do respond from Champlain. We do have coverage, but it just starts from Champlain. And then we have volunteers that cover on the weekends. They have a schedule where each volunteer is dedicated to the weekend.
I understand so, that, but I mean, it's still not fair for town of Morris, you know. Do what we're doing in your Champlain Lane, and look at it.
Yeah.
There's no rush point to being there. Why didn't you push us out of there? I'm not happy.
No.
Was the final bill ever submitted for all the construction work they did at the EMS building?
A chat. Okay, that's old business. Anything under old business? Let me skip one here. Go back one. Code enforcement.
Since the last meeting, I've issued 3 building permits, 4 certificates of occupancy. I've also had 1 application for the Zoning Board of Appeals for an area variance. The new fees that I've collected since last meeting total $85. There was already, from previous building permit applications, $327.24, totaling $412.24, which I turned over to the town secretary for deposit.
Okay. All right, thank you, John.
And in case anyone's wondering, I believe Dollar General will be starting as soon as they think frost is out.
Okay, all right. And if I remember right, you told me their permit is good till August, right?
Yes.
It's good for a year.
Yeah, he said that's good for a year, and they figure they can have the building up in 90 days. Okay. That's what they should go for anyway.
Okay. All right, I read a letter. It says, Dear Mr. Menard, it is with great regret that I must tender my resignation as provisional code enforcement officer for the town of Moores due to the time constraints of other employment. This resignation will be effective upon appointment of a new provisional code enforcement officer by the town board. I am grateful for having the opportunity granted to me by the town board to serve the community. Sincerely, John Gordon. Okay, so as the letter says, John just doesn't have the time with a full-time job that he's doing now. So what we're gonna have to do is we're gonna have to appoint another provisional code enforcement officer to take over for John. And right now we have one candidate that's interested in the job, Todd Ferrat, who's here tonight. Todd has been coming in a couple days this week to meet with John and go over some of the stuff that it entails for the job, and Todd seems to be very interested in it. So I'll make a motion that we appoint Todd Ferrat as a provisional code enforcement officer for the time being. Any second?
I'll second.
Okay. Chris or John, take your pick.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. Carried. Thank you. Okay. Now old business. Anybody got any old business? I don't have any old business. So, new business. Chris was telling me tonight that the soil and water conservation district out of Plattsburgh is going to put a tire roundup for people that have old tires. On June 14th, they're going to have a truck up at the town garage. And for people to bring, if they have old tires, they want to get rid of them instead of throwing them side the road. They're limiting it to just car tires, no truck tires, no tractor tires, no tires with rims on them, just tires. You can bring them there for free. It's on June 14th. I don't know what time you say.
8 to noon or 9 to noon.
Okay.
He's supposed to do all the flyers, advertising.
Yeah.
He's been taking all that.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. All right. So, take care of that. Okay. We got a quote to put some more security cameras here in the town and at the town garage. And I think everybody's got a copy of the bill, of the quote. It was $15,300 for both buildings. And they also got a quote for the, as of right now in the town office here, we don't have any CO carbon monoxide detectors, which I think we should have. A couple times it went off and we didn't know what it was when the alarm went off for carbon monoxide, but it wasn't that. So I don't know what the board feels about.
What's the second quote for that?
What?
The second one on the second page. The second one is the carbon monoxide.
Oh, it's just separate.
Yeah. It's just cameras.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, one's the cameras and the monitors.
I thought we applied for a grant or something.
We did, but no. She gave us the runaround. It was through the Justice Court grant, and All she was doing was giving us a runaround. So. What do you think? Table it for a month? Think about it, or?
This is for the courtroom and the offices?
Yeah. And over to the garage. Some two cameras on the outside, I believe it was, and I think two cameras on the inside. There's nothing over at the town garage right now for any surveillance. The cameras, nothing at all. So.
Is there more than one company that does that?
Yeah, there is. There's several out there, but this is the only one that give us a quote.
Does anybody else know about it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Any other companies?
Yeah, you got to send it out for at least 3 bids. And that's the only one that come give us a bid. So they're the one. And this is also the outfit that does our alarm system and our security now that we have in the fire station in here. So we can table it until next month. You guys want to go over it and read it over and see what you think?
There is no smoke alarms or nothing up there by the way either. The cameras are good. But
right. There's not a fire alarm up there?
No.
Really? Well, I thought there was. I thought they were both.
I would much rather have that. I mean, we've been lucky over the years. Actually caught a few trucks catching fire. Yeah. One of these days we're not going to be so lucky.
True.
Is there insurance for you?
Not in January.
Yeah, really. Okay, so we can table that till next month. We'll do a little more review on it. Chris, you want to do your report now? As long as you're here.
Me?
Yes.
Did you do that?
No, nothing. I'll wait for the end.
Start off with the extra paving money. Get the exact number I had left over from last year's budget, but last year when I did my chips, I can claim all the labor, all the trucks, all the material, everything I used. Mm-hmm. I accumulated an extra $138,000 mm-hmm. out of our chips money.
Right.
I would like that transferred so I can use it to pay this year extra.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's for. Yeah. I mean, actually, that's what the only thing it can be used for.
Yeah. Well, technically, we can use it for what we want, but there's not enough money in the budget to cover what they give me for chips. They haven't passed the budget yet, so I don't know what I'm getting this year. I know, as of right now, it's $45,000 less than last year. They're not doing. Last I heard, there's a paved New York, there's our regular chips, and there's the emergency winter recovery.
Right.
Well, the emergency is, as of right now, that was zero.
Yeah.
Well, that was almost 40,000 last year, right around. So just to start out this year, I'm already behind mm-hmm. 40, but technically, if you had that 40, there's 225,000 from chips. In the budget, I only got 180. So I'm losing, you're going behind. If you don't spend the time to do that paperwork.
Well, you gotta do the paving too. The more paving you do, the more you're gonna get back.
But I've only got the 180 in the budget to spend.
Right.
I gotta spend it, pay for it,
right.
Then get
right.
the money back.
Right.
Well, right now, there's more government money than what's in the budget to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta keep doing right. all that.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's it. That you use your budget. I mean, use some other part of your budget to the paving because you're gonna get the money back.
Last year she took, I got 60,000 back. To me, it should roll over to use for paving.
It's in your budget. You can use it for that. It's in there.
That's where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, it is.
Got to approve to put it in. Because by the time I get it back, it goes in like this year's budget.
Right. Right. Yeah, because by the time you file it, you know, it takes a couple months to get it. You know, but the money's in there. Money's in your budget. You know, it's there.
Because the extra that I get back, you got to approve to put it in the paving part.
Why? It should already be in the paving part.
There's 180 there.
Right.
But right, the government has given me 225.
So you need 225 to spend before. So you just have to take the rest out of some other part of your budget.
Right. Right. I mean, that's your budget. I mean, you use it as long as you've got the money to come back into your budget to spend it on your other stuff when it comes due. That's the way you're going to manage your budget.
Okay, contingency and pay yourself back.
When the budget is set, you get so much for a highway budget and that's it. And the same over than any other, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying, there's not enough in the paving budget to cover what the government's giving me. When I do my paperwork in the fall when we're done paving and right. I get that extra $140,000, that's extra. We've already paid for the labor, the materials, everything else.
Right.
That's out of my regular.
Right, and you get that money back to reimburse your budget, $140,000.
For the following year.
Right.
Yeah. But there's extra.
I don't even mean what you mean by extra. You lost me.
The government's giving you $225,000.
Okay.
You give me $180,000 to spend. I can't spend more than that because I still got to allow for fuel, payroll, everything else out of my budget.
Right.
If I spend that extra $60,000, I'm short the rest of my budget $60,000.
He wants to spend the $60,000 and he has extra coming.
Well, it's got to come out of your budget.
We can explain it. I'll go
I guess I'll have to sit down with you and go over your budget and, because I don't understand what you're trying to do. But. Okay. All right. What else you got?
That new mower, tree trimmer. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at that yet. It would help us get the roads cut back. It's a lot easier than chainsaws and manpower at the moment. I mean, every road is bad between ditching and cutting trees. There ain't enough hours in a day if that's all we did all summer.
What do you hook that to?
Front of the skid steer, front of the tractor. You can put it on, you don't have a good enough backhoe right now, but you have a decent backhoe, it'll go on a backhoe. Excavator.
Makes a mess.
With no bucket truck. Right now we're going around with a pole saw.
So you have a skid steer to put on right now?
Well, yeah,
if you went down the road, would that be too small for a backhoe? You'd have to make specific for skid steer?
No, it's basically they're all the same length. The blade size is bigger. They cut bigger sized trees. I think this is the one.
The three blade?
There's four.
Four of the quads are.
I think it said 6 inch. This one will do. It'll cut a 6 inch limb. Well, that's. We cut any more than that, we're going to cut the whole tree. Mount right on the loader, just like a bucket or...
Run hydraulically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you run it.
So your machine's got to be able to handle that much hydraulic, whatever you put it on.
You can hook it right to the back of the tractor. It's nothing extra high pressure hydraulics or nothing, it's just...
Okay.
Something you can think.
Yep, I'll have to look at it.
Surplus equipment will be set up to end next
You got a list of what you're thinking about putting in?
Yeah, I didn't bring it. I like the old paver. There's the old four-wheel drive case tractor. Pickups. The old grader. There's a single axle dump truck. There's a pretty good list.
Okay.
Most of it is scrap, but some of it is scrap.
You never know when you put it at auction.
No.
So, okay, yeah, get us a list and we'll sit down and go over it.
There's one of the two big backhoes we got. It's got motor issues. And the other one is not very healthy either. I'm trying to get loaners to try out to see what would fit our situation the best. Different styles, the rubber tired excavators. We've got a couple that said they would bring one. There's a bunch of different sizes, different models out there. It's
yeah, a lot of different ones.
No matter who you talk to and what's good and what's not good, I'm just going to try to get as many and give us a loaner to try them out. Before we do anything, but
okay.
Other than that, one letter.
Yeah, amen. Okay. Anything else? Financials?
Want me to go over this?
Yeah.
Okay. Resolution 18-2019 for budget modification. The town board of the town of Moore is duly convened in regular session, does hereby resolve as follows. The unassigned fund balance A917 will be debited in the amount of $25,000, and the assigned fund balance will be credited in the amount of $25,000. The building's contractual A1620.4 will be increased for EMS building remodeling by $25,000. All of the totals columns in the year 2019 budget in the town of Moore's are hereby amended to reflect the amendments authorized by this resolution. The resolution will take place immediately.
Okay. And a motion to make the modification? I'll make a motion. A second?
I'll second the
motion. Okay. Done.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, what do you else got? Anything else? Okay, public comment. Back in the corner.
This involves the firing on a volunteer basis. When a fireman is in there 20 years, he automatically gets the exemption. He dies, his widow has it. And I'm sure she has put in enough hours getting him up to go out and put the fires out there, something. It has to be a resolution. I just ran across it today with one of the firemen who was retired, died last year, and his widow is not entitled. So that was something that the fire department would have to.
And was that the part of it, or would that have to come down from the legislator?
It might have to come down from the legislator.
I think so. Because I think they're the one that had to approve the exemption to begin with.
It amounts to quite a piece of change.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, you know. Hey, listen, they risk their lives every day for us out there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And when they get a little benefit.
Nice thing, because they got nice to cut off their wheels. Just something
that. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Philip.
Just a question. I mean, you just moved money for an EMS account. So was that the bill that was submitted for all the repairs that were done?
No, that's for part of the bill that's going to be coming, and it's for the, you got lights and electricity and heat to finish off the rest of the year with. So we need money in the account to pay those.
So has a bill, since the building's done now, has there been a final bill for all the repairs that they've done?
Not yet. They're not quite all done yet. They need to epoxy the floor yet. So it was the weather. So the weather warms up a little bit more.
I thought everything was done. I'm just curious if there was a full bill submitted to that.
Not yet, but I'm sure it'll be coming pretty soon.
Okay.
Okay. Francis.
Quick question. Do you require your department head to come to the meetings?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, at least every quarter, but hasn't been working.
Oh, I thought it was working pretty good after last meeting and this meeting.
So, well, there's still a few department heads that that don't. But. Okay. What else?
John? The Zoning Board of Appeals, is that meeting a member again?
We probably should make a motion to put you back on the Zoning Board of Appeals. Do I hear a motion to John? Okay, Dick second. Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Nothing else, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Chris? Nick? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you, everybody, for coming.